We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom Daf Nun Amud Beis. We had in the Mishnah that Ein Metzin Lachilas Peiros Ushvach Karkoyis L'mozen Yisha V'Habanos. There are certain things that you don't take from a Shabbatim. That means, for example, if someone stole some field, he sold it to someone else, and that guy built it up, so that guy comes back to the Ganiv to collect his money and the money that he put into the field and for the payers. So that stuff is not collected from the Shabbatim. And the same thing for Mazon Isha Vahabonos. The food he has to give the children after he dies or his wife. So that also, you don't collect from the Shabbatim. Shabbat is why not? So the Mechalek is the Gemara, Ula, Rosh Lakish, Rav Yechanan, they all said, the reason is because Ein Ksuvim. It's not Ksuvim, which the Rashi learns Pshat Ein Ksuvim means, even though it has in the star, but it's no koil to it because it's Ein Ba'ilim the Paris, so it's Ein Ksuvim. It's not written. Rav Chanina says Ein Ketsuvim, which means there's no set amount. We don't know how many years it is or Paris. It just, there's no way to figure it out. So when someone's buying something, it's very hard for him to do due diligence to see how much money, how many liens are on this property because he has no idea how much Paris someone eats or someone built into the field or the question of Mazon Isha V'Habanos, it's very hard to figure it out. It's in a Ketsuvim. So that's the Machlekes here, Rab Chanina and Ula, if it's Ketsuvim or Ketsuvim. So Bayi Lahu, the bottom of the Nunan Beis. Rab Chanina, Ketsuvim, Ketsuvim Bayi. When we say you need Ketsuvim, it has to be a set amount. Does it have to also be Ketsuvim? Or Dilma, top of the Amor, Dilma, Ketsuvim, Ma'apishin, Ketsuvim. Maybe Ketsuv is enough to set amount, even though it's not Ketsuv. I can ask me if it's not written in the star, so why are you going to collect from a Shabbatim? So Rashi says, V'islay, the milva apesh, he ketsuva tar from a Shabdi. This sound like more it would be that you can collect from a Shabbatim even without a star. Tosfos takes issue with that. Tosfos says the Mishnayos in Bava Basra sound like there's no way you collect from a Shabbatim if it's milva apesh. But the Maisa, the Achrayim already say there is some precedence to that in Bava Basra from Amarayim, so it could be that you could collect even without having a shtar, collect mishabadim, and the reason is because maybe ketsuvim. It's ketsuvim is the ikar nakuda, not ketsuvim. Huh? It's not ketsuvim. Ketsuvim is written down. Ketsuvim, yeah. So here, Shaila is.
Why does Rashi say milva peh?
No, but he holds milva peh is collected. Toshima, the itmar, mishemais. Yeah, so that's the question. Where Rav Chanina says ain't ketsuvim, is that the thing enough? We need both things, ketsuvim and ketsuvim. Toshma, the itmar, mishemeis, v'niach shtei bonos. Someone dies, and he leaves two bonos, v'chein ve'uben, and a ben. Now, when you have bonos, the halacha is that the bonos get a tenth of the nechasim for the anasuim. They get a tenth of the nechasim for anasuim. And but even though the ben is being yerish to stuff, the bonos don't get yerusha. We know it's in Parashas Pinchas actually that bonos when makom a ben don't get yerusha, the ben gets yerusha. But the bonos, even though they don't get yerusha, they get 10% of the nechasim for their parnasas nesuin. So here a person died, he left two bonos and a ben. The kodma harishayna, the not is nechasim, and the one daughter already took 10% of the nechasim for the parnasah. And the second daughter didn't get a chance to collect her 10% until the ben died. The ben dies. Who gets the Yerusha? The two daughters. So the second daughter does not get her 10%. Because now, like Rashi says, you look at the end of Rashi, Shnia Vitra, the time of Tkinu Yisra Chastim, Gdesh Tehli, Bonais, Parnassus, Nasuin. She has more now. She has all the money now. So that's what Rav Yechanan says. Amar Rav Chanina, and Rav Chanina said back to Rav Yechanan, he didn't really stand Pshat Rav Yechanan. He thought Pshat Rav Yechanan was because that Rav Yechanan held, you can't take away 10% from something that's meshubed. So Amar Rav Chanina, G'dayla Mizu Amru, Metzin leParnasa, you are Moitzi from the Kuchais for Parnasa of 10 Nechasim, Ve'im, for 10% for Nechasim, for Parnasa, Ve'im Metzin leMizaynis, and you're not Moitzi Mizaynis. Now the halacha is that when it comes to Mishabadim, so in a regular time when a person dies, so the 10% parnasa you take from Mishabadim, but from Mizaynus you don't. So you see the strength of parnasa, even Maitzi from Lekuchas. Va'at Amr Shnia Vitra, and you're saying over here that Shnia is Vitra because he didn't get a chance to take it yet? Madach by shibudim of acherim, he takes it for sure of shibudim of from the own Yerusha. Of course, they take 10%. That was Rabbi Chanina's tiny back. He held that it was not vitra. Now, Ad Khan, this conversation, again, like we spoke out, Rabbi Yechon's reason was because since you have already money, there's no dinis in a chasim, so Rabbi Chanina's tying it back is a little shver. So the Ram Shif says that he didn't understand exactly what Rabbi Yechon's tying it was, and therefore he thought the reason was because he can't be mitzi. He says, well, you can mitzi from the kuchos, for sure you can mitzi from this. That's how the Ram Shif learns. Akaponim, like upon him, the Ram Shif like this. Nira the Sakad Akach time of Mishum Deloy Alima Yisrael Levatel HaYerusha Shenes Chalash Ata. That's what he thought Pshat was, and he has a cash from this. Like upon him, but what you do see from the Rav from Rav Chanina is that might see in Leparnasa, and the cash is like this. Vaparnasa the make its kites. Parnasa is a set amount, but Michlo Leksiva it's not written. Vekomitzia and Allah Chizikim Mitzis. What do you see from here? That you can mitzi Ketzuvim alone without Ketzuvim. And for the Gemara, Shani Parnasa, given the Islay Kala Kamalik Sivadami, Parnasa has a coil. Why does it have a coil? Rashi explains, because Meshach Shemei Sa'av, I call Yoidim Shabbas that tells he's in a chasm. Everyone knows when the father dies that the Bas takes 10%. So therefore, since there's a coil, so it's Kamalik Sivadami. So here it's like Ketuvim and Ketuvim. Now, there's a little aura here from the Ritva that here we said it's not Mechta Ksiva. L'chayra, the Din Isin Achasim is one of the Tanai Ksuba. So we said before, Tanai Ksuba is like Ksuvim. So why, and we have a Teres, the Muslim issue of Abana, the reason is because there it's part of the Tanai Ksuba, not the Klech Moshavadim. Here, why we're saying it's not Ksuvim, L'chayra is in the Tanai Ksuba. So Ritva answers that since the husband, Abal, has a right to write in the Ksuba, that I am not taking on responsibility in Isin Achasim, therefore there is no, it's not command the Ksuvim Dami. That's what Ritva says. Akaponim, that's the Gemara here. We try to bring a riot, where it says, no, it's not a riot because there has a coil, because Isin Chasim has a coil. Masa Rav Huna.
If he didn't write the Ksuba, he's not getting the Masa.
The word is like this. It's not called, it's the Tanai Ksuba. It's not really written in the Ksuba, just the Tanai Ksuba, which means, we said before, even though you don't write it in the Ksuba, Tanai Ksuba means it's like it's written, it's Ki'ilu it's written. So that is, my question was from the Ritva, L'chari, that's what we call Ksuvim, because the Tanai Ksuba. The Teretz is, that's not called Ksuvim, because since you have a right not to write it. The Vara is here, Tanai Ksuba means something you didn't write, you don't have to write. That was the question, you don't have to write it, it's Ki'ilu it's written. Teretz says, no, this is not Ki'ilu it's written, since he has an option not to do it. Moser v'avuhun v'amanoyach, Mesu b'nei seyem, Mesu b'nei seyem v'zeres b'nei chas v'nei chayim. V'hidu zeres b'nei chas v'nei shabadim. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about over here that a person marries an Isha and she has a daughter already. So he makes up, now this is not his daughter, it's her daughter, but he made up already in the Ksuba that he's going to give her mezeres for 5 years. He gives her child mezeres 5 years. What happened was he got divorced. And now she gets remarried again. And that guy also promises mezonos for 5 years. So now this daughter is getting mezonos. These daughters are getting mezonos from two husbands, the two fathers, two stepfathers. The original stepfather and a second stepfather. So what happens? Halacha is that one gives money and one gives mezonos. Because they all both promised 5 years. Now, this guy, the second husband, not only was he supporting a stepdaughter, but he has his own daughter as well. So what happened? Mesu. Both these fathers died. Both the first stepfather got divorced. The next stepfather, both of them died. B'naisehem nizoyes v'chasim neicharim. V'hi nizoyes v'chasim neshavadim. The halacha is that his real daughters, the biological daughters of the man, only take nizoyes v'chasim neicharim. Like we learned in our Mishnah, that biological daughters don't take mizoyes from neshavadim. So, Mesu b'naseyem nizoyes v'chasim neicharim. V'hin nizoyes v'chasim neshavadim. And she, and this daughter that was written in the shtar for 5 years, collects some nechasim v'shavadim. Why? So what do you see? So you see over here that since it's a 5 year deal, even though it's not written, so I wrote it was written in the ksuba, lav daf written in the ksuba. They made it up. So here, the 5 years collects from v'shavadim. Why? Why is it different than the din mazon isha of the bonus. Taras, the difference is that it was ketuvim. It was kotzuv for 5 years. But we're assuming it was not written in the shtar. If it's not written in the shtar, so then why do they collect? So it's a kasha on ula, first of all, and it's because ula said everything's told in ketuvim, and it's a raya to Rav Chanina that you don't need ketuvim. Well, first of all, it's a kasha on ula. Ula says everything's told in ketuvim. And number two, it's a raya to Rav Chanina that ketuvim alone is enough. It's because 5 years. Remember, the regular Isha says, the regular daughter does not collect from a Shabbatim. V'neseim nezoinis mechastim leichayr. V'hi, this bas ishtoi, nezoinis, this one stepdaughter, nezoinis mechastim mechastim mechastim. So you see that ketuvim, because it's 5 years, is enough. And you don't need ketuvim. So it's a kasha on ula, and it's a riot to Rachanina Shaila. Rashi just speaks out, it's kasha lula. But the Shoyim speak out, who I didn't, it's a riot to the Shaila of Rachanina. So the Gemara, made a kinyan. When he got married and he promised to give to the stepdaughter 5 years of parasa, he made a kinyan. And Rashi says, and like the Mepharshim explained, what it means is, since stam kinyan ksiva I made, so you see, you're letting the Edim spread the word, and therefore there's a koil. Because they know, since a kinyan is a ksiva I made, you could talk about it. So they tell everyone about it, and therefore everyone knows about it. So it's the same thing, like the same level as, or even better than ksuvim, because it's kana miyada. Yehachi, if it was kana miyada, but it's nami. Why don't the own biological daughters collect mishabazim? I have a kinyan. They made a kinyan for the stepdaughter, and not for the biological daughters. My paska, like Vasapis, made a kinyan for this, not for that. He made a kinyan suda, and give him his to 5 years. Not for the own daughters? Why do that? The stepdaughter that was around Bashas, the marriage, so then he made a kinyan, Mahanila kinyan. Bita was not here yet. Kinyan doesn't work. She's not here yet. The kinyan does not work. It's like a double shovel. It's not here yet. There's no kinyan on someone who's not here yet. She's not born yet. So tomorrow, Amliya Skina and David Vavashas Kinyan. Isn't the Mishnah Stama? This Mishnah over here, Mesu, when it's in Mishnah, it's Stama. So maybe it isn't talking about even a case where the biological daughter was around Vashas Kinyan. How is that possible? Vehechadami. The Girsha, he divorced his wife, Ahadra, and took her back. So it's possible to have a daughter that's around, even Bashas now. So why didn't Kenya work there? Elabitai, the Tanai Bezdin Kaafla, Abitai, that eats the Tanai Bezdin, Loi Mahani Lakin, Kenya doesn't work. Bas Ishtai, the Lab Tanai Bezdin Kaafla, Mahani Lakin, Kenya works. Right tomorrow, what does that mean? Vichimigra Gara, because you have a Tanai Bezdin, that's a Kenya will work. Elabitai, Kivin, the Tanai Bezdin Kaafla, Ema Tsari Atvasa. No, the reason why Bita you can't collect is because since she's eating B'tanai Bezdin, Emer Tzorari Atvasa. Maybe, as Rashi explains here, there's a Kinyan and a B'tanai Bezdin, so he really wants to make sure he's paying this up. Maybe he gave her already Tzorari, which is like diamonds to hold on to as a mashkin that he's give her Mezoinus. So that's why we don't give Mishabadim from Mishabadim Mezoinus to the biological daughter, because Tzorari Atvasa. So, they want to answer the Raya. Now, let's figure this out exactly. It says here, Tzorari Atvasa. So first of all, you see, you are collecting from the estate, even though we are chash Tzorari Atvasa. It means only Gav Mishabadim are we choshesh for Tzorari Atvasa. But the Shah is, what's found in our Mishnah, Maisah? Our Mishnah says that Mazay Ne'isha V'Habanos, you don't collect Mishabadim, why not? Because of Tikkun Ha'olam. L'chayra, here it's Mas Manat, the reason is, because Tzorari Atvasa. That's what it sounds like. Shazoktim Ramshif, that first of all, maybe our Mishnah of Tikkun Olam means because of Chesheshesh L'Tzorari, that's called Tikkun Olam. That's what he says, maybe. He says, no, Pshat. He's no, much more positive Pshat. He says, the whole only time with Chesheshesh for Tzorari is only by Kanu Miyada, only by a Kinyan. But without a Kinyan, then there's no Chesheshesh of Tzorari Atvasa. That's Pshat on our Mishnah, why we say Tikkun Olam, not Tzorari Atvasa. Our Mishnah don't have Kanu Miyada. If you look at Tosfos, Daf Nun Amud Beis, Divrei Masel Ksuvim, Tosfos there says, Vim Taima Amayla Mishani, Didi Gemara Nakasha, Mazin Isha Vanas Ar Ksuvim. So Tosfos asks, Amayla Mishani, Tosfos Nunu Beis Dimas Ar Ksuvim. Amayla Mishani, Eim Vetzori Atvasa, Kamil Lekamon. Vyashloima, the Hashtar Lesli Haishanu, that's one Teretz of Tosfos. Inami Lekamon, the Mukla Bekonomi Yodai, Ikla Mechaz Vetzori. Vahochale Mairi Bekonomi Yodai, Velechal Mechaz Vetzori. So the Pshan Ar Mishnah is there's no Konomi Yodai. But with Konomi Yodai, there's a Chshash, Tzorari Atvasa. Biological daughters, yeah? He has to support them. He's not alive anymore. And the collector, the child is collecting from Shabbatim or not? No, No, we're just saying like this. That the many Kenyans, the Kenyan reinforces. You're asking like this. That every time a daughter, what do you mean a Kenyan for? You're chayiv anyway. It's to reinforce the chiyuv, to reinforce it, to make it a reinforcement. Not only is it a tanai ksuva, to his wife, to the wife. And if the daughter's here, you can make Kenyan to the daughter also. So, like upon him, the Gemara is saying is that the case of this Mishnah was it was a Kenyan, and that's why the stepdaughters collect, not because ksuvim alone is enough, because it's a Kenyan. That makes like ksuvim, therefore it's not a raya. Tashima, Rav Nosin, Emesai, Bizman, Shekodam, Mechai, Shosheni, Ushvacha, Sharishan. The Bryce says like this. Rav Nosin says that, this is going back to Achilas Paris. Remember, Achilas Paris is, we have here a Ganev sold a property to Ruvain. Reuven built it up for years, made it into a beautiful property. Shimon comes and says, it's mine. And Shimon gets back. He has a title. Reuven goes back to the Ganev and says, give me back my money. And I want my money for all the money I put into this. I want the thing got better, all the shvach, all the achilas peres, I want back from you. The law is, you don't collect from the shabadim of the Ganev, only from the ben chayim of the Ganev. So Omar, Nosson, Amosai, don't you collect from the shabadim, bizman, shekodam mecha shel sheni yishvach hasharishin. That means, the Mushabadim, the Ganav sold his own real fields that were his. If that sale happened before Reuven built up his field, Aval Kodam Shvachos Harishon, if the Rishon already built up his field that was stolen, he built it up already, and then the Ganav sold away his assets, so Aval Kodam Shvachos Harishon LeMechay Shalsheni gave him Mechas Shvachos. We do collect Mechas Shvachos. Alma Mishin LeKodam. So like Rashi learns, LeKodam means a new reason. You see a new reason why you don't collect Achilas Peres. Not because of Ketuvim, not because of Ksuvim. The reason is because it was first. It was the Shibat, Meshavadim were first, before the Peres happened. So Gemara says, Tanayi. It's Machlekes Tanayim. Because they have a Kasha on Ula and Rav Chinas, it's a different reason. So what's Pshat? Tanayi, Tanya, Eimet Tzien Lachilas Peres, Shach HaKaris, Lavaz and Ishva HaBanos, Menachas Meshavadim, Ve'etikin Ha'ilam, because Tikin Ha'ilam, Lefi She'en Ksuvim, because it's not Ksuvim. That's like Ula's Pshat. What kind of tikkun olam is this? In ketsuvim. It's not kotsuv. So he says ketsuvim, and he says ketsuvim, and that's what I'm talking about before. So now, of course, this Gemara is a palace. We have to see Taisus. So Taisus on the first Gemara, the first thing we said, that Rashi learns like kodim is a new reason. So it comes out of Tanoi is not like either, Rav Nosson is not like either Tanoi. So Taisus, there is Masla Alma, you have to see this Taisus, the Masi. Pirish v'kontos lavmishem the ketuvim v'kesuvim v'kasha them ken kimeshani tanoi loy have a rav nasa rav says loy kemar v'loy kemar. It's neither ketuvim v'kesuvim. There's no reason for Rashi. What's tanoi? V'nira zokt toisvis a different pshat that loy kodim stems with the pshat of ketuvim. V'nira l'ula parach dafka u'lemishpa nami d'arachnina ketuvim. It stands to be poishu d'arachnina means dafka ketuvim avishen ketuvim. There's mancha kodim shvachas harishon. If the shvach the rishon was before the lekach. Hainu ketsuvim, then it's kotsuv. Ve'ein ksuvim. The ksiva loy mahanya, afagav kvar ba shvach, kivim shas ksiva lakat loy hava. So he says, the man of loy kodim is like the man of a ketsuvim. Now it's kotsuv, you see it in front of you. So it's set, the amount. So that's the pshat. And then we're at the kasha on ula. So my answer is, no, it's v'chay sanayim, it is someone like ula. That's number one point. The next taisus is important also. Because it's Omer Av Yeh, where it says, chimatik et oilam yesh, haloyein ketsuvim. Zok Taisvis, Pirish Bekuntris, Umeradim, B'loi Tekin Oilam, Ein Ligvis V'shav, Dikim Lein Ketuvim. Mekasha, the Rechinin Alam Fein Shekutuvim, he's saying Tekin Oilam. Like, what's he not Tekin Oilam, because Ein Ketuvim. Ketuvim, Ein Ketuvim, also Tekin Oilam. So therefore, Taisvis says, L'kach Nered Ochi Purusha, Katalas Taim Prein Tekin Oilam, B'ksiva, Ma Tekin Oilam Yesh V'zad. I feel how you Ketuvim, they can't collect what's not Ketuvim. That's what he means to say. Ma Tekin Oilam, by doing Ein Ketuvim, this Ein Ketuvim is the point. That's the reading. Vada means Tekin Oilam. Akapadim, Ad kana sugi of collecting for chilas peris and mazi shabanos. We had a machlokes if it's ketuvim because it's not set or it's not ketuvim. And if he Rashi is even a third side that mishvadim were first. Akuponim, that is the three way machlokes going to Rashi. And if he Taisus two way machlokes, what is pshat and in mitzian from mishvadim for chilas peris.